In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, our faith has an enormous amount of content to it. An enormous amount of complexity and beauty and very layers and layers upon theology. This is true. And it is good to study it. It's good to know it. It's good to read about it. But the essence of our faith is simple. You have to understand this. The essence of life is simple. Now, we have a lot of complex things. Our services are complex. Our theology is complex. But that is for when a person becomes more mature and can understand. For us, life is simple. And this gospel today shows how we approach life in a simple way. If you approach life in a simple way, you will not be confounded. You'll not be lost. If you think too much and try to reason too much, you will be befuddled and get confused. The faith is lived in the heart, not in the head. We are head creatures. We think too much. Our modern society always has a reason for everything, and almost all of them are wrong. We must look to the essence of our faith, and then we will not be confused. Let's just look at a couple things, simple things today, on this day that we are celebrating the restoration of the icons, which has a complex history, and there are complex reasons why icons are necessary in Christian worship. But we also call this Sunday the triumph of orthodoxy. And as your pastor, my prayer for you every day is that you would feel this triumph of orthodoxy in your hearts. That you would become pure and holy, because that's the purpose of your life. So let's look at the calling of Nathanael and see how we can apply what happened, which was very simple, to our lives. Now, this gospel can be almost thought of as a parable. Of course, it was a real event. But it also describes a process that happens over a lifetime. This event happened over a matter of maybe a few minutes, a few hours. Parables describe an event or a series of events that happen in rapid succession, but they generally describe our life, which obviously happens over a long time. So this gospel can be thought of in that way. It is describing an event that happened in only a few moments, but it also is describing our life and how we must approach life. So, this is at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. He's barely known by anyone. He's in an area the people don't know him well. And so, Jesus went forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Philip did. All the Lord said was, "Follow me." This is a good way to live your life, brothers and sisters. This is what I mean by things being simple. Do you believe in God? Then follow him. That's all there is to it. There doesn't have to be all this thinking and all this figuring stuff out. If you believe in God, then follow him. Then believe what he says and do what he says. And that is what Philip did. It's really as simple as that. And so Philip not only followed Christ, but he began his evangelical ministry, his apostolic ministry, immediately, because he goes to find Nathanael. And he says, We have found he whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Now, in these two statements that he made, or the things that he said, being written of in the law and in the prophets, and being of Nazareth, this is a contradiction to a Jew. This was confusing to Nathanael. And the reason it was confusing was because everybody knew that the Messiah would come from Bethlehem, house of bread. But it was known that Jesus grew up in Nazareth, which was, by the way, a disreputable town. Sort of a town, shall we say, on the wrong side of the tracks. And so Nathanael's confused. They didn't know or remember. Remember, when our Lord was born, he was born in almost complete isolation to the world. Hardly anybody knew about it. He was born in Bethlehem, so he is from Bethlehem, but he grew up in Nazareth. And the prevailing opinion was that he was a Nazarene. So how can the Messiah come from Nazareth? This is impossible. Nathanael saying, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? There is very deep meaning to this phrase. I've spoken of it before, where you can think of Nazareth as being your heart. Can any good thing come out of your heart? And that's an important thing to think about and to understand, because the scripture does mean that as well. It's speaking of, can any good thing come out of your heart? But in this context, I want to speak about what Philip says in response. He says, come and see. And Nathanael, being a good Jew, knew the Messiah came from Bethlehem. Nathanael didn't think he came from Bethlehem. Thought Jesus was from Nazareth. There is a contradiction. And all Philip says is, come and see. Many times things do not appear to be as they really are. Most of the time. I would say close to all of the time. And so the way to find out if something is true or false is to experience it. If you want to know if God is true, then follow him. If you want to know if your heart can change, then come and see. There's all kinds of things in your life that make you, if you think about it too hard, think, I can't change. I've been doing the same bad habit for 35 years. I guess I can't change. That is speaking of, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? We must come and see. It's as simple as that. And I have, in my poor life, made that sort of a mnemonic. Come and see. There's a lot of sadness in life. There's even more sadness in pastoral life. There's a lot of times when things just don't look right, and when I have no idea how to make them right or if they'll ever be right. And my intellect says, as the slave said to Jairus, don't worry the master anymore, your daughter's dead. That's what the intellect says. The intellect says, this is impossible. The intellect says, I can't do this. Or they can't do this. But the gospel says, come and see. And if you live your life this way, you'll be victorious. It's as simple as that. Faith is a choice, brothers and sisters. It's not where you have magically, everything's just hunky-dory in your head. And there's just rainbows and beautiful music playing. It's not like that. Faith is a choice. You must decide to come and see. Now, I can't say that I have completely come to the Lord and seen him. He's told me to do it, and I've done a little bit. And that's why there's lack of faith in my life, and I guarantee you that's why there's lack of faith in your life. because you have not obeyed this apostolic command. Come and see. So things are hard in your life? Have you thought of increasing your prayer? Have you thought of beginning to fast or increasing your fast? Have you thought of begging the Lord for help? Have you thought of looking inside yourself and seeing that there are things in you that need to change? This is what coming and seeing means. Obey the Lord. Trust Him. And amazing things will happen. And this is the triumph of orthodoxy. When a person's heart is changed. If you look at your heart very closely, you'll see it's really dark. There's a lot of stuff in it that's just not right. And without knowing God's mercy, that would send a person to despair. But God is merciful. God is good. He became man so that we could be changed. And we will be changed because He commanded us to be changed. And why would He, who is all-powerful, give us a command that we could not follow? Then He would be a liar to Himself. It's not possible. So therefore, we can change. So don't listen to what the mind says. Don't listen to what your intellect says. Instead, listen to the gospel. Follow the Lord. If you have a problem in your faith, or you have a problem in a relationship, or you have a problem with some habit, or how you feel emotionally or spiritually, the problem is that you are not close enough to God, that your sins keep you from Him. That is why you have that problem. Now, there are always environmental reasons. There's this person doing this and that person doing that. And there's health problems and there's all kinds of things. But your reaction to those things is completely dependent on your faith. And your faith can only grow if you obey this apostolic command. Come and see. That is what this day should be teaching us. And every day, don't listen to your doubts. Just listen to God. Come and see. Believe Him. If we cannot believe God, who can we believe? Our world is full of lies. We're in a political season now. Almost everything that's said is a lie. It would make a person, if you only have secular faith, full of despair or become jaded and cynical. The Christian is not jaded or cynical. The Christian knows that he was put on the earth to become perfected and to know God. And no matter what his current state is, God will save him if he only obeys the command. Come and see. Now, there are other simple commands in the scripture. You look for them now. There's lots of them. For instance, although this is not a command, a description of God. God is love. If we are to know God, then we must love, since He is love. Life is simple. How do we fulfill the commandments? By fulfilling the great commandment. And the other one which is like it, to love our neighbor. Life is very simple, brothers and sisters. We live in an age where everything has to become complex. It's not. Learn to listen to your heart. If you don't know what that means, God will teach you if you ask Him to. You need to be able to feel how your heart feels. You need to be able to look inside it and know when it's dark or when it's light or when it's cold or when it's warm or when it's expanded so as to hold all the grace of God, or when it's shriveled up like a prune because of our passions. You have to know that. You have to be able to feel it. There's no book to teach you this. God will teach you this. And he will teach you if you obey this apostolic commandment. Come and see. Now we are in the period of time when we are supposed to be fasting. And we are supposed to be praying with more vigor. We are supposed to be reading holy things and giving alms. And giving ourselves to God more, with more intensity. This is the perfect time for you to address whether or not you are seeking the Lord. If you're just getting up, having a cup of coffee and going to work, with maybe making the sign of the cross on the way out the door, that's not going to cut it. You can do more than that. Maybe not a lot more, but you can do more. And if you do a little bit more, eventually you'll do a lot more. So, brothers and sisters, if you want to have the triumph of orthodoxy in your heart, it's not about the icons being displayed and bells ringing and proclamations being made. It is about the heart knowing God. And the gospel tells us how we can know God today. We must, no matter how we think about our external and internal circumstances, we must come and see the Lord. May God help us to do this. Amen.